Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Angie's List, providing reviews of local roofers, painters, landscapers, and plumbers to keep the consumer informed. More at angieslist.com. From the Doris Duke Foundation for Islamic Art, seeking to increase Americans' understanding of Muslim cultures through the arts. And from United Healthcare, committed to developing tools and programs to make healthcare simpler, online at uhc.com. This is NPR.
This is Mountain Grown Community Radio for Western Colorado. KVNF 90.9 Paonia in the North Fork Valley. KVMT 89.1 Montrose, Delta, Cedar Edge, and Norwood. KVNF can also be heard on our translators across the Western Slope. K256 AD serving Palisade and the Grand Valley at 99.1. K252 AM serving Hotchkiss and Crawford at 98.3. K205 BA serving Ridgeway and Log Hill at 88.9. K211 BH serving Ouray at 90.1, and K204 BR serving Lake City at 88.7. Also heard on the web at kvnf.org. Thanks for choosing Mountain Grown Community Radio.
What are you seeing change this season? Are those changes changing you? Do you have a question about what's changing? Or maybe you have an answer for somebody else's questions. Join the I See Change conversation at thealmanac.org. We share your stories and posts on the morning newscast right here on KVNF. So head on over to thealmanac.org. We can't wait to hear what you see change.
Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Thanks for listening to Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Monday, June 3rd. According to the Delta County Independent, Steve Allen and his wife Rachel have been named Conservationists of the Year by the Delta Conservation District and will be honored at the district's annual meeting on June 8th. The Allens run a 1,600-acre ranch on Fruitland Mesa near Crawford. They are being recognized for working with other ranchers in the area to develop a holistic range management plan. The Denver Post investigated how funds from the Federal School Improvement Grant Program were spent over the past 2 years in the state of Colorado. In the program, poor-performing schools in the U.S. are sharing $5 billion in federal tax dollars in a massive 3-year rescue effort. But no one nationally is tracking how the money is spent. In Colorado, one of the few states willing to tally such spending, consultants are taking home 35%, or $9.4 million, of the $26.6 million that came to the state from the U.S. Department of Education in the past 2 years. The money is buying instructional coaches for teachers, leadership coaches for principals, analysts to pore over test data, and pricey 3-day professional development seminars on changing school culture. The Denver Post reports that solar energy incentives are slowly fading away in Colorado, and some solar industry executives say that's okay. What is offsetting the decline in incentives is a sharp drop in the cost of solar panel systems. The installed price for a solar system has dropped since 2004 from $9 a watt to less than $4, according to Blake Jones, chief executive of Boulder-based Nemast Solar. Since 2006, Xcel Energy, the state's largest electric utility, has offered incentives for residential and small commercial solar installations under its Solar Rewards program. The program has provided more than $276 million in incentives to Colorado customers and installed nearly 15,000 photovoltaic systems. But the fund for the program, which comes from a 2% charge on XL customer bills, is running a $43.9 million deficit. In an effort to keep the program going, XL and the solar industry negotiated an extension in April, with even sharper cuts in incentives. The agreement, which basically moves capacity slated for future years forward, must be approved by the Public Utility Commission. Homes within walking distance to shops and restaurants are forecast to drive the housing markets and economies in mountain communities. That's according to a recent study of high country housing trends over the past decade by the Sonoran Institute, a nonprofit public policy group that advocates for better management of growth in the West. The group's 60-page study shows that while homebuyers are willing to pay an average of 18.5% more for a house in a walkable mountain neighborhood, the supply of homes in or near downtown commercial areas is too small. The study looked at home buying trends in six western mountain communities from 2000 to 2010, including Eagle, Buena Vista, and Carbondale. The group identified a number of trends driving demand for what it called compact, walkable neighborhoods. Younger residents are entering the home buying market and able to work remotely from hamlets formerly occupied by agricultural or service sector workers. Older people are retiring and are often downsizing. Household incomes are getting smaller and so are household sizes. Limited land supply in recreational mountain valleys is fueling buyer and municipal interest in denser housing projects. The study revealed that conventional rural zoning often works to separate commercial and residential into distinct areas, part of an effort to protect the bucolic appeal of rural living. But the rural zoning model is changing as more municipalities embrace denser mixed-use projects that leave more space for playgrounds. The town of Telluride is ramping up to welcome 2,000-plus cyclists for the lead stage of the 28th annual Ride the Rockies Colorado Bicycle Tour, June 8th and 9th. Headquarters and a registration booth will be located at Telluride High School. About 1,000 of the cyclists will be camping on school grounds on Saturday night. And finally, that will do it for the KVNF local newscast for Monday. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Eric Gould. Have a great day, everybody, and thanks so much for listening.